For many centuries, life on the Matezine Plateau was essentially peasant. Because of the elevation and the climate, the peasants favoured livestock breeding, small productions, and wild harvesting. They also developed other activities. From this agricultural tradition, the Matezine maintains a rich culinary heritage. Brioches and pies, quail, sausages, goat stew, cheeses, and quince paste. Game and blueberries, mushrooms and genepi complete the emblematic gastronomy of the Dauphiné. It is the pride of our restaurateurs. Also remember to take a tour of the many farms that sell their quality products directly. Since the Middle Ages, the men and women of the plateau have exercised two trades at the same time. The men made nails, while the women sewed and made gloves out of cloth and kid leather. These gloves made the prestige of Grenoble. And the solidarity of the mountains is not just an image. From fall to spring, arrangements were made between neighbours. While some took care of the farms and stables, others travelled to Provence to peddle their goods, cloth, threads and buttons. In the 19th century, the pitchfork was exchanged for the peak each day. The men become peasant miners. The women take care of the farms and continue animal breeding. The mountain also owes its beauty to the efforts of the peasants who have been maintaining it from generation to generation. In the 20th century, new outlets are created. The Senapi and Connex mountain pastures are opened to herds from the Midi, and the peasants of the Roison Valley put on their skis while taking care of the winter sports resort of Alpes du Grand Serre. A history and a universe in which you can immerse yourself by visiting the dedicated rooms of the Matezine Museum in Lamure. This beautiful museum will tell you the history of its region and its inhabitants as if you were there. So hurry and visit. It's waiting for you.